Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday, brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. You're welcome to call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. So if you had a lifetime of training, you know, from the time you're a little kid to the time you're a grown adult, which of the Olympic sports could you excel at? What would you be silly at? Are there any? Or do you just look at the list and say, I don't think I'd be good at any of these disciplines? As I looked at the list, I've narrowed it down to two. I'm a racket sports guy. I think I'd be either silly at table tennis or possibly badminton. Like, I feel like if I had training in those from the time I'm like 4 years old, and it was my thing, and I drilled down on it, maybe I could ascend to those heights. Like,
I could see that.
But I don't think Cakes has the reflexes for that.
Oh, I have silly reflexes.
Hand-eye coordination,
You sleep on... Now, they've been dulled a bit by my age at this point. I'm approaching 54. But for a almost 54-year-old guy, my reflexes pretty on point. They're pretty solid.
Were you a silly contact hitter in Little League?
I was not a baseball guy. I kind of maxed out at T-ball. Maybe like one season of baseball. I'm just telling you, if you want to test my hand eye, I don't know how we would do it. I'm telling you, I'm gonna I don't know if I'll ace it, but I'll do pretty well.
This is what's gonna sully your reputation.
Yes.
I believe the last time you talked about playing table tennis.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You were spanked by Rom.
I know. I hate bringing that up. It's a black mark on my record. I just didn't think it was possible that Rom could beat me in table tennis / ping pong. And he not only beat me, he smoked me.
He waxed you.
He waxed me. But again, this
rusty.
I'm rusty, and I'm talking about
back in the day, we used to play almost every night at my house.
Yeah.
You know, it was probably a year or two that we did that.
Sure.
During our high school days.
Mm-hmm.
I think I beat you probably 75% of the time.
You probably did. Something in that range. But again, we're talking about a hypothetical where I'm not just coming over to your house at night for 45 minutes and listening to Beastie Boys and Striper on a cassette player.
That's called the life.
You're in an academy.
Ping pong academy.
And I was soft selling the 45 minutes. It's probably more like 2 hours. Like,
yeah.
Disrespected. Homework, whatever.
Our high school started at 9:30, Cakes.
I get plucked. Somebody sees me as a 5-year-old prodigy and says, oh, we're going to put you in the ping pong academy. And you're going to do nothing but play ping pong / table tennis for 8 hours a day.
Or badminton, you said.
Or badminton. One of the two racket.
I think that would work, because here's the problem that Cakes and I have.
Yeah.
And to a lesser extent, Valdez and Drab and Mike Marr. But mm-hmm. We're short guys.
Yeah.
All right. We took a picture yesterday with Jordan Miller,
yeah,
NBA player, and Jason Bishop, and mm-hmm. we look like dwarfs.
Yeah, we're tiny.
Okay.
I mean, those guys
I maxed
both,
out at 5'9".
I mean, Jordan Miller's 6'5", Jason 6'6".
I maxed out at 5'9".
Yeah.
That's what's on my driver's license. The last time I had a physical, the doctor told me that I'm shrinking and that I'm now 5'8". Right. A year ago, I was 5'9".
Mm-hmm.
This year, 5'8", with her same measurement.
Here's your problem. Cakes.
Yes.
Is the two events that you picked
mm-hmm.
that you said that you would, if you trained your
yeah.
entire life
sure.
or a year, however long,
right,
that you could win gold or mm-hmm. medal in.
Right.
Those two events, the U.S. have never medaled in
mm.
ever in the history of the Olympics.
Well, then I would have to just go over to one of the countries where they specialize in those events and train there.
So I'm sure.
And train with whoever is training those
so
people.
So I'm sure that they've had someone come through their the USA has had someone come through their ping pong academy,
yeah.
Their badminton academy, who is 5 times the athlete as you.
I'm sure.
Has 10 times the reaction as you.
Right.
And they still haven't been able to medal.
Understood.
So that's.
Hey, we didn't say medal. We said to be an Olympian. Just got to make the team,
just got to make the squad. Just got to be invited.
If I'm going to the Olympics, I have hopes of being on the podium.
Well, sure. That's the ultimate goal.
Drab's just going for the sake of going. He
Drab
just wants a free vacation.
He wants his swag bag, and he wants to have sex on the cardboard beds.
Yeah, I'm all about the Olympic Village.
Right.
So I think height limits us, Cakes.
Yes.
Because if I could just wave a magic wand and I could do anything in the Olympics, I would love to be a hoopster, but that's not going to happen.
Limitations.
Even if you put me in the academy when I was 3 years old.
It doesn't matter.
This is not going to happen.
I was being realistic.
Hey. And then even like swimming, like I do think swimming, if you have dedication, I was reading about Katie Ledecky. Now, she is the best of the best of all time.
Yeah.
But like she swims every day. Like to be great at swimming, you just... I'm not saying you just, but a lot of it is you got to put in the time.
Sure, of course.
And outwork
I would think that's
other people.
With all of the disciplines.
And I could do that, but the best swimmers are taller.
Right. They're long and angular.
0.0% chance JP could be a swimming Olympian. It just wouldn't happen.
Well, your height and your...
Right. That's why I brought it up. I said height.
And your muscle build and all that. You don't have the athletic frame. You got to think more of like equestrian. You know,
didn't he ride horses as a kid?
Yeah. I never did. All the short knockers, all the short kings.
I've never been on a horse.
I goofed on... I made fun of the fact that he went to a fancy schmancy like middle school where they played polo, where they actually didn't. I just made, made that
You
up.
Could be a jockey almost.
I think that realistically, based on what I've seen, I could be a pommel horse specialist. That nerdy guy, self-described nerdy guy, apparently got into gymnastics.
Yeah.
And he specialized in the pommel or pommel horse.
Here's a late ad. Shooting.
Yes. That was off the top of my list.
You have a tool, and if you can master that tool and practice at it.
Yeah.
Archery?
That might be harder.
That might be a little bit harder.
But yeah, the pistol.
You guys saw the video of the woman who, like, the bee landed on her, I can't remember which finger it was, but like, right? She's about to unleash the arrow or the quiver, whatever they call it.
I believe it's an arrow. Quiver holds the arrow.
Okay. A bee lands on her stupid finger, botched the whole thing.
I thought you had Nub's eyes.
I mean, at this point, I do.
I'm
53.
You can't do pistol when you have readers.
No, I just wear glasses, Rick.
No, come on, you're out. You're not gonna be a shooter.
I can't wear goggles.
you're onto it. If you specialize in something where it's a skill,
yes,
then I think you have more of an option. Although you could make the argument, the easiest way to be an Olympic athlete and to medal is to be the paint rider for the Dream Team.
Is to be the what?
Or the bench rider. I said paint rider.
Okay.
The bench rider for the Dream Team.
Okay.
Because you can be selected for the team.
Right.
So it's not like you have to qualify. Right? So you're handpicked for the team.
Right.
You don't have to play. Boom. You get a medal.
What is he talking What sport is he talking about?
Basketball.
Hoops.
All these. Yeah. What are you... In a thousand lifetimes, you couldn't make the basketball team.
Well, I'm just saying
your high school team.
But I'm just saying, you get selected. You get selected by Steve Kerr to be on the team.
They'll see you and they'll be like, "Hey, Kevin Durant dunked on you in high school, didn't he? You're out."
I'm just saying, it's the easiest path to get a medal is to be the guy, is to be the Tatum and Embiid and sit on the bench the entire game.
All right, I got another one.
You get on the podium. Yeah.
I mean, I think there are a lot. If you dedicate your whole life, I think there are a lot that you can do. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. And though it's not technically a poll, I put it up as our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day.
Okay, good.
Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. But I just happened to look up the Olympic divers.
Okay.
So you want to say I can't swim, and I actually prefaced it by saying height is a deal. Well, the guy that won the silver... for the Americans in diving, 5'7". He's just a silly diver. And and the thing about diving is there are less of them out there. There's less competition, I think, in the country to make a diving team.
I know I couldn't do diving because it's that platform is just too high. Because I've been on a Nub's height platform is probably, or a diving board, it's probably 12 to 15 feet above the pool, and I feel like I'm standing on a big giant cliff in in Mexico about to go cliff diving. It seems so high, and the one at the Olympics is probably three times higher than that. I'm out on diving. Couldn't be silly at it.
This is my sport.
All right. Yes.
And this is me specifically. I feel like if I had the training and if I started early enough with my beefy body, I'd be a great power lifter.
Okay. There you go. Clean and jerk. Right. You already got the jerk part.
Nice. Nice one, JP.
That's my specialty.
So powerlifting.
Powerlifting. Weak ass drab over here. No chance. Me? Have a chance.
See, he's just, you're just lashing out at him because he said, you said you couldn't make the hoop
Valdez
team.
Be in the heavyweight division. Yeah.
Mike,
let's arm wrestle right now.
Yeah, Mike Barr, do you have a discipline where you would excel, where you'd be selling?
Yeah, and these guys have been looking down at me during the break. Race walking. No one really knows what it is. But yeah, speed walking. Everyone can walk. And if I just practiced at it at a young age, mm-hmm. no doubt I'd be top of the podium, gold, back-to-back, Michael Phelps level.
Mike Barr level.
How do you get it? I always wonder how you get into a sport like that. I got to believe the race walkers were on a track team and they were runners.
Yeah, they're just not
good
enough.
But they just weren't good enough. And so then they bounce them there. Like, same thing as a pole vaulter.
Right.
Do people start as a pole vaulter, or they are probably sprinters?
I don't know.
But they're not quite good enough. And they say, all right, you're not going to go anywhere as a sprinter. But your speed's going to help you if we give you this big pole.
No, I don't think pole vaulters are just like freak athletes. It's not necessarily all speed.
You got to have upper body
strength.
No, you
have that power, of course. Yeah. But I'm saying, how do you start as the pole vaulter? I got to believe you started somewhere else.
Yeah, I think you gravitate.
Like the race walker, I got to believe started somewhere else. This the race where you jump over water and a couple of like hurdles, is that called steeplechase or whatever it's called?
Sure, yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
You have to have started somewhere else. Like, you were a 5,000 meter guy, a 10,000 meter guy, and they're like, you're not elite.
There's not.
We're gonna throw in the water and the hurdles or whatever the heck is on there, so that you can specialize in that.
I think that's closer to like javelin or something like that.
Like discus or shot.
That's another one. I feel like I'd be good at shot put.
You'd be a shot put guy
or hammer throw.
You have the ball here. Do that bit.
Yeah, hammer throw.
Yeah, but those guys are like, he's not, those are offensive linemen. He's not that big.
Right.
I know, but if he would train. Yeah, I would train.
He's still going to be 5'10 or whatever he is.
He would train to become an expert in that field.
Yeah, so much protein.
Yeah, he'd be bulked up and jacked.
Yeah, I'd eat 10 eggs in the morning.
Egg whites, probably. I got to add something to egg whites.
I guess you guys didn't watch the Olympic trials with the guys who were shot putting. They were absolute monsters. I've seen Bob Myers. I've seen his genetics. You can't get it's not in there for Valdez.
He's just shooting you down on all of your recommendations, Valdez.
Drab's an athletic snob.
We all need an apparatus to get us there. We're not getting there on athletic ability alone.
No.
Premise of if you train for it your whole life, there's a ton of sports you could do that. Like tennis, for example, you're a tennis player. Rafael Nadal is not some super tall guy, but he's a freak because he's played his whole life and dedicated his whole life and did it.
How many American men are in the Olympics? There's like four of them. You think I could become all my life a top four American tennis player?
Saying if you
might have it in your grab.
You're disrespecting.
if you put in the time, you started when you were three. The work ethic of these Olympic athletes is what separates them. The diver that I looked up that's 5'7 trains four times a day for 10 years.
I missed an obvious one that all of us could do if we were trained to do this from a very young age. Sailing. Are you kidding me?
You're maybe onto something.
Sailing?
Christopher Cross gets sized. I have to
learn how to put a sail up. Whoopee-doo.
We gotta judge winds.
Now, I've said for many years, if I'm ever out on a boat, I never want it to be a sailboat. I want a powerboat. I want a boat that's burning fossil fuels and can whisk through the water and not have to worry about wind. Even though the beach is always windy, you're always going to have wind. Sailing, that's the one seed. Any of us can do it.
I think I got one better. Almost anybody in this room could do it.
Okay.
I think we could all make the men's field hockey team.
I don't know, man. Field hockey's not as easy as you think it might be.
I don't think it's super easy, but those aren't elite athletes. We're at an academy when we're young. We go to the best high school for field hockey in the world for guys. I mean, when's the last time you saw a guy playing field hockey?
I think his son did.
Yeah, my son played field hockey.
There's not a lot of them.
It's more of a West Coast thing, too. Like, it's in the East, it doesn't really happen a lot. West Coast, like, guys play field hockey more than they do here.
I think that's our best shot.
Yeah.
What about surfing?
No, surfing butt hard. My balance would be the deal breaker for me. I have terrible balance.
Oh, yeah. You got awful equilibrium.
Yeah. I just couldn't. I couldn't surf.
But Valdez, you're sleeping on something that you've become very good at now. But had you started and dedicated yourself to play every day of your life, golf.
It's kind of with Drab. The top four. It's hard to be. Like, if you put me up against someone against South Sudan,
right.
I would probably pummel them in a match play right now. Yeah. But I don't think I could get good enough to be some of the top four selected.
Yeah, right. But the top four selected have dedicated their whole lives to it. You haven't. You just started playing a lot in the last several years.
You know, this goes back to JP comparing himself to these swimmers and everything. JP, I think, in his head, believes that he's an elite level athlete and that there's no anyone can do that. Like,
that if you had the training.
I love Matt. He's a great golfer. You have to. There's no chance he's a top. He could be a top five golfer in the world.
Why not?
It doesn't work that way. It would be a miracle. It would be a miracle.
Through hard work, dedication, he might be able to get there.
Who's the guy that just won? Xander Schauffele?
Yes.
I guarantee he was dedicated.
Do you know how many dedicated young golfers there are in this country?
A billion.
A billion.
Okay.
That's the problem. That's what you're not making. You got to find sailors. There's like 50 sailors in this country.
Right. I'm telling you, sailings are right. In.
Or we canoeing or something.
We won't buy a sailboat and train for the 2020.
Here's the question. Does or will the Olympics allow me to sail with a six pack and a cooler?
Well, I can only hope that would be the case.
And
I would want to sail with you.
And check mix.
Yeah. all of the accoutrement you need for a good day out on the bay.
Can you imagine the commentators? Matt Valdez inexplicably stopped at the first place to lay down a crab pot.
This is Matt.
And now all of a sudden he went from first to third.
Yep, it's in your DNA. You have to drop a crab pot out there, Valdez.
I've got Valdez as Olympic golfer. The guy's got a hole in one in his resume, and he's just a hat golfer.
So does Pete Medhurst. And he's not.
I knew that was coming.
And he's not playing.
I knew that was coming down the pike. All right, we can take more. We can take your calls when we come back at 800-636-1067. What Olympic sport would you be silly at? We'll take your calls on that next here on The Fan.